that. And of course, in the world of the internet, anyone that's seriously wanting to observe it can get all the facts. But it is the worst since, depending on the locality. For our area, it's the worst since the 1950s.
Well, if you can tell us where you are in Iowa and just the general landscape.
We are in southeast Iowa, about the center of the southeast quarter of the state. Our soils are productive. We're in gently rolling land. The productivity of the soils is very good when we get decent weather. It's the problems we've had in this part of the state. When it's been wet, it's been too wet many years, the last 5 years. And then, of course, the drought thing this year is, we had a drought in 1988 that was pretty bad, but this goes back to the 1956 when it was really bad.
So the last 5 years have been too wet. Now you've got a drought year. You're saying it's the worst since the 1950s. Can you explain how much rain, say, have you had and how hot has it been?
Well, since May 1st, when we do most of our planting, we've had 5 inches of rain, about 50% of normal. But we started out with a dry subsoil because normally our subsoil holds a lot of moisture through the winter and early spring rains. And so we've been dry here since a year ago. So we didn't have any reserve of moisture. And then the temperatures have been much above average all spring and summer.
Now, what do you plant, Ron?
We plant 700 acres of corn and 700 acres of beans.
So how much of that will be coming off this harvest?
Well, we'll harvest it all, but we expect the yields to be about 60% of normal.
And what are prices like, considering a lot of the grain-growing areas and corn-growing areas are going through drought?
Well, the prices have increased about 50%, which offsets a lot of the drought damage, but everyone's in a different situation and not very many people are selling. Now, we don't know what the prices will be when we actually harvest the crop.
Okay, you're saying not many people are sowing. Is that because it's been so dry or it's just not the right time of year?
They're so afraid that they don't know, you know, whether they'll have 50 bushel corn or 120 bushel corn, so no one is selling anything. And, of course, that must make the price go up.
What about insurance? Are many producers protected by insurance in this particular case?
From what I've been reading, about 60% of the producers have revenue insurance, which really gives a good protection, and we have it. Those producers that don't have a good insurance program, some of them will probably be forced out of business. But on the other hand, there's about a third of the production area of the Corn Belt that will have pretty good crops, and of course they'll do very well with high prices.
You're saying you'll harvest all of your crop and that prices are pretty strong considering, you know, areas of drought. In that respect, not all things are bad.
It's not going to be an economic disaster as much as the earlier droughts were because of the insurance programs.
When were the insurance programs implemented? Because that's something that doesn't happen here in Australia.
They've just gotten, I'll say, every few years a bit better, starting about 10 years ago. The desire to protect our revenue as opposed to our yield just became more and more of a concern with higher and lower prices. And I did not know that Australia doesn't have a similar product. The government subsidizes it pretty heavily. There's some opposition as we work toward a new farm bill because of this year the loss of the government will be substantial. But on the other hand, it keeps the farm economies vibrant. And our son, who is in his 40s, and I'm 70, it's important to have revenue insurance for the young farmers because there's so much capital involved that we don't want to have them destroyed in one or two bad years.
I know that a lot of your corn goes to the ethanol market. So is there a bit of controversy in the States at the moment considering a lot of the crop is looking pretty dire at the moment as to whether that crop should go to ethanol?
It is a controversy and there's more and more press about it. What the public has a little problem understanding is that about two-thirds of the food value after ethanol processing is still there with what we call dry distillers grain. So it's basically the calories that are taken out of the crop to make the ethanol. And of course, this country, like most Western countries, has too many calories anyway. So it's kind of an offset, but it's certainly in the press a lot.
Just to be clear, is there controversy surrounding the fact that corn should be used for human consumption or should be used for feed for livestock or should be used for ethanol?
It is a controversy, but mainly because of so many things. it's not well understood because the byproducts from making ethanol go to cattle feedlots and feed cattle. So it wouldn't make a big difference if we reduced ethanol production, but the public thinks it will.
Well, considering it's the worst drought since the 1950s, how's your family coping? And how are you?
I think it's more psychological than financial because both our part of the operation and our sons is insured well enough, it won't set us back too bad. And we just know these things happen. But we're not from Australia. We don't like droughts. We only have them every 20 years, and we don't like
I don't think anyone likes a drought, but you're right. In Australia, it seems to be having more dry years than wet ones at the moment. We've had a good a good run over the last couple of years, but before that, it wasn't a pretty situation.
Well, it is. It does work on our attitudes, and of course, we're afraid of losing the trees on our farmstead and that type of thing. And then the merchants in our shopping areas, whether people have a good income or not, no one is doing anything special now because it just seems like everyone's a bit afraid because of this big change in the weather.
Oh, for sure. So it's obviously the flow-on effects to local businesses. They're starting to feel it now because people aren't spending the money.
That's right. The people in the livestock business, they really have it the worst because they've got the animals and they need to buy feed. And for the people that have cattle, there's not the forage that there should be. So we don't have livestock anymore, but we do think about them.
So is the price for feed through the roof?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just depends how well the livestock people had protected themselves on the hedging and all that. But it's definitely going to reduce livestock populations long term. On the other hand, Americans, you know, one of our biggest problems is obesity. So it's not really a hunger issue at all. It's more of an economic issue.
Well, when things are tough in America, it obviously has positive spin-offs to Australian farmers. So Aussie farmers are, at the moment, getting pretty good prices. It's an unfortunate situation for America, but it's, I guess, a good news story for Australia.
I understand, and I read about the Australian droughts and our friend Kieran and DIFTA when they were involved, all the variables. And then I understand that not too long ago you had massive flooding in Sydney or somewhere.
Yes, in Brisbane. Mm.
Yeah. A lot of people cope, and as I understand it, China is now getting good rain, and they're a huge corn producer. So we're all affected. You know, it's a smaller world, and we understand that this is good for, I mean, the higher prices go worldwide.
So when will you be harvesting your crop?
We'll probably start in just a few weeks, which typically we wouldn't start until middle of September. But because of the drought, everything is early. So we'll start at the end of August.
End of August. And do you think you'll resow, or will you wait and see what happens?
Oh, well, unfortunately, some of it's already sold at a cheaper price. Because a lot of us were afraid that this would be the year that we would overproduce. And that's part of the whole situation is whether you've already priced your crop at a lower value. But sometimes that's the thing to do, sometimes it's not. But our corn, typically we harvest it, put it in the bin, and then we ship it to market in April. We've sold what we thought would be 50% of our production. We sold it at $6, and now the price is close to $8. A lot of us are in that situation because we thought it was a smart thing to do, but no one could foresee a drought coming, and insurance will keep us in business. So it's just part of the game, I guess.
Mm. And just finally, Ron, when Australia goes through a drought, we have major water shortages because being the driest continent or the driest state on the driest continent, what's the water situation in Iowa?
Well, as far as our residences, most of the Iowa population out of the country is on rural water systems, so we are piped in water from deep wells some distance away, and you know, been purified and everything. But I do remember back when we supplied our livestock and homes on shallower wells, that a year like this year would cause the wells to go dry. Our streams and rivers and all that are drying up, and I know that people with livestock are buying a lot of water now, which is a very expensive thing. So there is some concern about some communities of their water table going down to where their big wells will even not produce the way they should, and they'll have water limitations.
Mm. So what's the long-term forecast, Ron, by the Bureau, by the Weather Bureau over there? Are they saying that there's going to be a wet winter?
I don't think anyone has the courage to predict anything anymore, but there was a time just a few weeks ago that they thought an El Nino system would be coming this way and change the weather, but there doesn't seem to be anything going on with that. There are some people concerned that we're in a multi-year drought, and certainly to get our soils recharged with water, like so they'll grow a good crop next year, we need, you know, above average rainfall all winter and, well, I'll say all fall and winter and spring, but then the problem is if our soil freezes in the winter, normally 2 feet deep, well, then if we get moisture then, it doesn't go in the soil. So there's concern about next year, but no one is putting out a forecast.